Millions of people lost their jobs and their regular paychecks during the pandemic. But so far, there's not been a huge surge in the number of people losing their housing. That's thanks in part to federal relief money and a moratorium on evictions. But plenty of renters are still ending up in eviction court. In this report that first aired on All Things Considered, Matt Bloom with member station KUNC in Boulder, Colorado, finds that a growing trend is to offer renters free legal help.
On the coffee table inside her living room, Christy DeFurio is sifting through a thick stack of paperwork. It's from earlier this year, when her landlord tried to evict her from her one-bedroom apartment for falling behind on rent.
So that's the demand for rent or possession, and I owe over $10,000.
At first, she got protection from the federal pandemic eviction moratorium. But when she got into a conflict with neighbors, her case landed in court. There, DeFurio, like most renters, didn't have a lawyer. She felt lost.
It's set up to be confusing, I think, on purpose, so that people, like the normal person, is confused and overwhelmed and intimidated.
To her surprise, though, the judge told her the city already had a lawyer to represent her, for free. Last November, Boulder voters passed an initiative that provides a lawyer for every renter going through eviction. The so-called Right to Counsel program has already prevented dozens of evictions since launching earlier this year.
It's most common for individuals to come in to be scared, to feel overwhelmed, to have no idea what to do.
Tom Ward, an attorney with the program, advises tenants of their rights and helps them better negotiate deals with landlords.
So it's my goal to keep this from being an eviction from being on a tenant's record.
An important step because prior eviction can make it harder to rent in the future. Boulder has joined at least six other cities in giving all renters facing eviction the right to free legal help. San Francisco and New York City have done so for over 2 years. Emily Benfer is a law professor at Wake Forest University who specializes in housing issues.
Right to counsel is one of the most important and successful interventions that has an incredibly strong evidence base.
A study found that 84% of tenants in New York who got a lawyer were able to avoid eviction. Women in low-income communities of color benefited most. Benfer says the pandemic has only increased interest in this type of resource for renters.
I think the heightened risk of eviction right now has certainly drawn attention to this crisis, and policymakers across the country are asking the question, how can we intervene?
Just this month, Maryland's state legislature approved Right to Counsel statewide. Bills are now pending in at least six other states, including Nebraska, Washington State, and Indiana. But Boulder landlord Tim Bent says somebody has to pay for the free attorneys. He owns more than 300 rental properties.
In my case, it's, I think, $35,000, $36,000 a year, which is a lot of money.
Boulder's lawyers are paid via an annual $75 per unit tax on landlords. He says many property owners pass along that cost to renters.
It makes it that much more difficult for tenants to afford to live here when they have to pay fees.
Other cities use general tax revenue instead of fees on landlords. Proposed legislation in other states would do that too, or tap COVID-19 stimulus dollars. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau estimates more than 8 million households are behind on rent. The federal moratorium on evictions due to the pandemic is set to expire June 30th. For NPR News, I'm Matt Bloom in Boulder.